Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. Talking about Andy Burnham. At the moment, Mayor of Manchester, are hoping to be the Member of Parliament for Makerfield. And that by-election is in under a month because the previous incumbent, he has become Steward and Great Chamberlain of the Chiltern Hundreds. This is a mechanism by which somebody can resign from Parliament, because strictly speaking, you cannot resign from Parliament, just your seat falls vacant with the next general election. There's been no dissolution of Parliament. But since the 1620s, in legal theory, they can't resign. So what they do is they apply for an office of profit under the crown, a Steward and Great Chamberlain of the Chiltern Hundreds. Are there other sort of offices of profit under the crown? Do they actually get paid for anything? So is this bizarre rigmarole, what will I say, some sort of legal fiction, a workaround to let them to leave Parliament before a general election? That's creating a vacancy for him, but that seat is being messed around simply to convenience the vanity of one man, Andy Burnham. And no, I don't think he's this messianic figure who some of his acolytes are making him out to be. And Labour is really deluding itself if they think that. He's better than Starmer. Well, that wouldn't be difficult. If he becomes Prime Minister, yes, there'll be a honeymoon. But will that carry them over the line in 3 years' time? I don't think so. I mean, Burnham might help, but there needs to be a lot more sorted out. Anyway, he's lost his touch. He's been out of Parliament for 10 years. When he stood down as an MP in that Greater Manchester area to become the Mayor of Manchester, the United Kingdom's third biggest city. And he's been associated with this area since 2001 when he's first elected Parliament. He's actually from Liverpool. And if you're not familiar with the geography of the British Isles, well, no, Liverpool's only about 50 miles away. There's quite a intense rivalry between those two major cities in northwestern England, a Manc and a Scouse. I don't know what his football allegiance is. I don't know anything about this. All right, and there he was shown jogging to show how physically fit and with he is. Oh, no, not a photo opportunity. I just often jog to my car when I had to park it somewhere else because I'd had a few pints afterwards. Oh, so laddish, just like I'm Starmer. But I think, unlike Starmer, he's not so quite so robotic. anyhow, some gaffes saying that he wants the United Kingdom to rejoin the European Union. I mean, maybe that is his sincerely held belief, and I suspect that it is. That's the belief of most Labour and indeed Liberal Democrat SNP members of Parliament. But Reform United Kingdom is your major threat in that by-election. They came second, and most opinion polls are actually winning that seat. So Burnham could still win it, but he's just made himself a bit harder for himself. You see, Brexit betrayal, he's not a man of the people, he has disdain for working-class voters. The working class, especially in that area, overwhelmingly voted to leave. And we were told whether the decision is leave or remain, that is a decision for all time. It's not a general election decision which is revisited every 5 years at the most. Okay, that's why it was not decided through politicians, but it was decided by the ordinary people, because the elite consensus, you see that playing out again. So you think Brexit hasn't been a success? Tough. That's a decision forever. Okay. All these arguments are just rehashing. We heard it all in 2016 and for several years. Argument was considered and rejected. That's it. Move on. You lost. I know legally he's entitled to vocalise his view. I don't dispute that. And, you know, any government is not constitutionally barred from seeking to rejoin the European Union and is not legally obliged to hold another referendum. I mean, I don't think the United Kingdom should revisit this issue for a generation. The UK's only been out of the EU for 6 years. If in another 20 years wanted to hold a referendum, that would be arguable. But we're told the decision for this is forever. Now, admittedly, forever doesn't exist in politics. Or as Badgett would say, no parliament can bind its successors. That Brexit Act in 2020, that's not legally binding on future parliaments. Parliament can change its mind. So because parliament is omnipotent in all things except the power to destroy its own omnipotence. So Walter Badgett said in his English constitution. But that was a big mistake by Burnham, and even he recognised it. So he walked that back the very next day saying, no, I respect the result of the referendum. I'm not seeking to overturn it. Well, he's a liar. Was he lying the first time or the second? I suspect it's the second time he's lying. He said what he really thinks. He was elected to Parliament and then said that. That would appeal to most Labour MPs, 9 out of 10 of whom would like to rejoin the European Union. And obviously Labour's to be taking steps in that direction. And there's even this Liberal Democrat idea of rejoining the single market, putting the United Kingdom in the same position as Switzerland and Norway, not inside the European Union, but having to accept the unlimited influx of immigrants from the European Union. I don't think immigration is not a bad thing. True, Britishers would have the right to work, settle in any other European country, European Union country, or indeed this with free trade agreements Norway, Switzerland, and so forth. But, you know, the United Kingdom would have to obey EU regulations. But so that would be a bad thing. The whole thing is that the UK will determine its own regulations to be suitable to the United Kingdom. So, yes, but if you sell into another market like the United States or China, you have to obey the regulations. You only do for a cross-border trade. The United Kingdom's goods and services sells to the USA or China. They have to meet the regulation of those countries, not behind borders trade. What the United Kingdom does in the UK, not for export to China or the USA, doesn't have to conform to their regulations. The European Union, whether you're selling to other EU countries or not, it has to go by those regulations. Oh, we have to be part of this, part of the market. You don't actually. You sell to Japan or Brazil or South Africa or anywhere, and you don't actually have to be politically united. It's a lie. It's a myth. Now, there are certain advantages conferred upon a country by EU membership. I'm not unmindful of that, right? But, you know, in the totality, the United Kingdom is better off out for all sorts of reasons. Make regulations suitable to the UK, make trade agreements which are suitable to the United Kingdom, and not having to consider, you know, wine exports because you're France, or turkey exports so much because you're Hungary, or goodness, or feta cheese exports because you're Greece, right? And these are things the United Kingdom doesn't produce, or iron ore exports because you're Sweden. And in return for getting whatever concessions on those issues, the European Union will have to make concessions which would be unsuitable to the UK, to its exports, like Scotch whiskey or something. All right. And the other one was on the whole transgender issue. Burnham says that men who pretend to be women should be allowed into the girls' changing room. Well, what if one of these men is convicted of rape? And would you want him in the changing room with your daughter who's in school? And that's what he's arguing for. Okay, and there are lots of men who call themselves women, transsexual people or whatever, who are not like that. I think great majority of them are not like that. But nevertheless, that's it. That's what we have separate sexes, and oh, gender and sex is not the same. Okay, you know, I don't care your identity is. That's not actually the reality. There are people in psychiatric hospitals who think they're John the Baptist. But this person, he's not John the Baptist. So stop reinforcing that delusion and lying to him, telling something that he's not. I might think that I'm 14, yeah, but I'm not. And he should be telling me I am 14. And should be allowing me to go to school with people of that age or something. I could think that I'm 67 and get my pension already, but that would be a lie. And, you know, truth is opposite to falsehood. And so we shouldn't be bending over backward to accommodate these untruths. People say, well, what are so much for women's rights and women's safety and so forth? You want to go to a cushy prison as a man, you just call yourself a woman, you get what you want. Well, as for addressing the gender balance, why don't all Labour MPs just call themselves women? And then they have the first 100% female political party in the world, and they'll be the most feminist party ever. It's just ridiculous. Pretending words don't mean what they actually mean. Lying. And of course, he's over a barrel. He's in hoc to these trans activists and so on. And I know a young woman who looks like a man because he's taken tons of, well, she really, he's taken tons of testosterone. So appearance and reality are not always the same thing. But, you know, if you want to be a different gender, you're causing yourself problems. And maybe you have a problem anyway. And the rest of the world shouldn't have to, like, dance to your tune. That's it. Goodness. So that's a bit of a gaffe, but no doubt, you know, the trans loonies will be applauding him. Right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallan7982.com. Goodbye.